the team right now that's leading the league in fielding percentage of a .976. They're third in the league in assists. They're best in the league with an ERA of a 3.10. So on the defensive side of the ball, they've been absolutely spectacular. Past two games have been shutouts, a 3-0 win in Madison and then a 2-0 win yesterday in Fond du Lac. They're also sixth in the league with strikeouts at 278 and third in the league in saves. So defensively, this team is, well, by statistically speaking, on the pitching side, the best in the league. It's because they have so many guys that are ready to come in at the right time and make an impact. And certainly today, Jackson Wentworth is going to have that opportunity. So playing his collegiate ball for Kansas State in the Big 12, he hasn't had the best start when it comes to the pitching side of things. He's 0-2. But you look at it, his first start just wasn't one he was excited about. Against Madison, back on June the 4th, he went three innings, allowing 10 hits, 7 runs, and 3 strikeouts. So if you erase that game, he lost the decision back on June the 21st. We went three innings, allowing 4 hits and 4 runs, but 5 strikeouts. So this will be a big opportunity, a big bounce-back spot for him, as it's an opportunity for this Raptors team to clinch, but also the fans to enjoy perhaps a Raptors playoff berth. Last year, they went 29-6 in the first half, so they had that wrapped up immediately. Right now, they have found themselves back in the first-place role because a lot of this season, to be honest with you, they were third, fourth, fifth in the Great Lakes West Division. They didn't have the best start, started 2-5, but they've gone through some ups and downs together as a team. They've grown as a team, and it's surely coming alive here. They've gotten their hitters back where they want them, and guys that are really stepping up, Ty Johnson, Logan Hugo, Brendan Bobo, Jack Gervich, those guys who are getting the four straight starts in four straight spots. They're leading off in the batting order. But another guy that's really, you know, impressed me and impressed a lot of the fans is returning All-Star Garrett Broussard. He's been unbelievable in the field. Today he's slotted at third base, but we've seen him at short, at second, and he's really just come alive, and he's been a part of a lot of double plays. This team has 92 total double plays when it comes together, everybody being involved at 92. That's third in the league. So right now, I mean, a best fielding percentage, leads the league in ERA. When you put those together, it's very tough to beat on the defensive side of the ball. And the only question for them is how's their offense been, and they've really gotten hitters that have starting to really buy into their role and understand what they have to do. They started swinging the bat a lot better lately, and Brendan Bobo, a guy that, who, remind you, started this season, he had 2 hits on 17 at-bats. Well, now he has 5 home runs, which leads a team in home runs, and he also is tied for first in RBIs with 20 with Gervich. Gervich is another guy that has really impressed a lot of, you know, people, especially, you know, the coaching staff, Kurt Schreider, Brian Dyer down there as well, the pitching coach, Orlando Rodriguez, the third base coach, and the first base coach, Josh Nikoloff. So that's been a big thing. You know, Broussard has really done well. Jack Gervich, a lot of home runs for him. Four home runs, second in team in home runs. But also other guys, Luke Hansen has started to come alive as the Virginia product started 0-3, and he had 3 straight strikeouts. But since then, he's started to buy in, started to get a couple hits, and he is very agile at that shortstop position. He has a big arm with that right hand and really can just make plays, a heads-up play, a high IQ guy. And Ty Johnson, for me, has been one of the standouts, and he's been here since the entire start of the season. Leads the team in hits with 35. He also leads the team in at-bats with 117. He's batting a .299, but every time this guy in a game seems to need to get a hit, he always finds a way to get a hit, and that's a big thing for him. If he can just continue to get on base, and he's been put at center field, second base, he's been put at shortstop, third, he's been around, but his ability to understand what the team needs and play that role has come a long way. And right now, this team ending up the first half after this game, so they're looking to finish it with on a high note and clinch a playoff berth. National Anthem coming up here. We'll take a quick break here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Back here inside the ballpark, Jackson Wentworth warming up now, the right-hander out of Urbandale, Iowa, and the Kansas State Wildcat. Plays his collegiate ball in the Big 12. And a guy with a 5.54 ERA. So he had an 8.72 ERA with a 1-4 record in 10 appearances. He had 32 innings of work with 27 strikeouts, allowing 50 hits and 34 runs for the Kansas State Wildcats. So out of Waukee High School, and a guy that was ranked as the top 10 player in the state of Iowa, one of the best pitchers as well. So there was no, you know, shortage of him having any offers. He had abundance of offers, but chose Kansas State, and a guy that was in the Big 12's Commissioner's Honor Roll back in fall of 2021. He was a three-year letter winner at Waukee High School, rated as the number three overall player and the number two right-handed pitcher in the state of Iowa by Perfect Game. Named first-team All-State in 2021 after going 8-2 in 10 starts. He also had a 1.08 ERA. So you look at it, he was a guy that was All-State coming out of high school. In college, he's done all right. Obviously a 1-4 record, so looking to get better with Kansas State and doing that here for the Rafters. Just looking to get reps in, continue to get better, because he's a guy that has a wicked fastball. He's a very strong guy, but for him to be consistent, and he's a guy that's really hard on himself. He wants to be good, and you look at it, and now's your opportunity, Jackson. You have a chance to clinch a spot with a win, and this would be a big time. So Connor Cooney will lead off out of the College of Holy Cross, a guy batting a 275, oh, excuse me, a 246. He batted a 275 overall. 2-for-4 yesterday. So he had a good day. 28 hits with 15 RBIs as Jackson Wentworth will come set on the mound. He'll fire in the first offering, swing and a miss. In for a strike, 0-1. Out of Nawant, Colorado, 16 runs. He's been able to cross home plate, and he's got one home run as well, as the 0-1 paints the left edge in for a strike, 0-2. So responsible for two of the six Dock Spider hits yesterday. So Wentworth shakes it off. He's ahead in the count, 0-2. And fires, swinging a line drive that goes after Conniff. He rolls and makes the catch. In for one down. So a slowly hit line drive, and Conniff gets the first out. And this brings up Travis Strickler. Strickler went 1-for-4 yesterday, batting a 314 out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical. He's at 12 RBIs. As Wentworth sets and serves, a swing and a bouncer over to Conniff, fields it up in the glove. The throw to first is right in time. That's a second straight out, and all led by Chris Conniff, two down. So Teddy Dieters at Xavier University from Maple Plain, Minnesota. 19 hits, batting a 306. So he's just one of three guys batting over a 300 in this batting order. As Wentworth sets in and serves, swing and a miss on the outside, strike one, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Wentworth will look in again. Two down, the 0-1, foul backside, 0-2. So the Rafters right now have an opportunity to start this inning, 1-2-3. Teddy Dieters slotted at first base today. One home run on the season, so plays for the Xavier Musketeers. And the 0-2 popped up backside and away. So staying alive in this count is Teddy Dieters. Remind you, Boba at first, Conniff at second, Broussard at third, and Hansen at short. The 0-2 swing and a miss, strike three. So the Rafters, a three up and three down inning to the start at the top of the first. We head to the home half of the inning here in the bottom of the first. We'll take a quick step aside.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof. At Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the first, as the Rafters, a 1-2-3 inning, Cooney lined out, Strickler grounded out, and Teddy Dieter struck out for Wentworth, first strikeout of the evening. So Ty Johnson will lead off. 35 hits on 117 at-bats, leads the team in at-bats and hits with 18 runs. He's batting a .299. Also has 14 RBIs as well. So out of McLennan Community College, as he swings and tips it in to Catterhagen, who looks like, oh, he is down. And it looks like that possibly that ball tipped in to his thigh. And Doug Coe is checking up on him now. Boy, he really looks in pain. Johnson tipped it and looked like it went right into Catterhagen's thigh. So Coe having a word with his catcher, making sure he's okay. But yeah, Ty Johnson, a guy that has just been here from the jump and such a reliable guy, is a high IQ player. And Kirk Schreider mentioned that, you know, he's very high IQ. He knows when to make the right plays, and that's why he's headed to Baylor next season in the Power Five. So Flower Mound, Texas, and a guy that's just, he's a grinder. He's been here from the jump and has been playing in almost every game and just 117 at-bats, which obviously is leading the team. So this season, you know, for McLennan Community College, a reason why he's headed to Baylor next season, he batted a 364 in 49 games with 165 at-bats, 60 hits and 30 RBIs. He only struck out 24 times. So Johnson, the left-hander, will step in now on Justin Doyle. And Doyle fires in and low in for a ball, 1-1. Doyle pitched against the Raptors back on June the 3rd. He went 6 2/3 inning, allowing 3 hits, a run, but he also totaled 4 strikeouts. The 1-1 up and away for a ball, 2-1. He's had 34 1/3 innings pitched so far with 30 hits, 17 runs, but 17 strikeouts. As Doyle, the right-hander, throws in and finds the zone in for a strike, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Doyle will step and fire as Johnson swings and cracks it into center. And Cooney takes a couple steps forward, reaches out, and makes the grab. One down. So good contact from Johnson. Wasn't able to see that drop as Logan Hugo will step in. Hugo, 18 hits for him on 81 at-bats, batting at 222, 14 runs with 5 RBIs. So out of Eastern Michigan, from Essexville, Michigan. As the first offering from Doyle, way outside on the right edge, in for a ball. He's only been struck out 22 times this season for Eastern Michigan on 139 at-bats. As inside comes a ball on a fastball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one down. The 2-0, swing and a ground ball over to Berrigan, the shortstop, and throws it on to first in for one down, two down. Berrigan has done well. A clean pickup. And Hugo grounds out. So Brendan Bobo, which leads the team in home runs with 5, 17 hits for him, now at 71 at-bats, batting at 239. He was down in the high 100s. He was down like to 190, but he since then has brought it up. Was in the early 200s, but a couple of hits and a great series against Madison, and then also yesterday early afternoon against Fond du Lac. He sees the first ball, 1-0. The 1-0 Bobo flies it away out left side. One ball, one strike. Bobo out of Cal State Fullerton from Santa Cruz, California, sees the 1-1 on a curveball that comes up above the zone for a 2-1 count. Two balls, a strike, two down. Doyle sets and serves, swinging a ball that goes up the middle, rolls into center field, and Brendan Bobo, continuing his excellent play at the plate, will take first. So the first hit of the game belongs to the Cal State Fullerton product, Brendan Bobo, a first baseman and also with a base hit here in the bottom of the first. So a two-out base hit. Jack Gervich, another guy that's been spectacular, tied first in RBIs with 20 with Bobo and second on the team in home runs with 4, and largely due to one game where the Raptors played the Chinooks. He had 3 home runs in a game. He hit one to left, one to center, and also one to right. So Bobo stands at first. Justin Doyle gives up a hit. Down in the count, 1-0, and serves in for a strike, 1-1. So it was a 3-up and 3-down inning for the Raptors in the top of the first. Doc Spiders trying to return the favor. They got 2 down, but Bobo had different plans on the third. The 1-1 popped away into the stands. And it comes in, and it looks like a fan might have caught that in the left grandstand, and everybody cheering. So 1 ball, 2 strikes. Gervich, the left-hander. Doyle shakes it off. He bends at the knee. He comes set with the ball in the glove. Kick steps and fires on a curveball that goes away outside of the zone for 2-2 counts. Deuces across the board. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Bobo the leadoff at first. Doyle looks in. He'll fire as Gervich pulls it away right side. Out of play. So Gervich, 26 hits for him on the season. 17 runs as well. At the University of San Diego, the 2-2 swing and a miss inside. A drop third strike from Catterhagen. Looks over to first and lifts it on to first. Easy for the third out. So Bobo gets a hit, but the Rafters don't make anything other than that. We head to the top of the second. Scoreless here through one.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the second we go as Rafters got a base hit from Brendan Bobo, but Fond du Lac was able to get the third out, so top of the second as Wentworth sets in and serves on Jared Heinzen. Last time up for the Dock Spiders, they saw three straight outs. It was a line out to second, a ground out to second, and also strikeout from Dieter. So Heinzen batting a 222, and he pulls it out right field line. 1-1. So Heinzen out of University of Wisconsin Parkside. And a rising senior from Kenosha, Wisconsin. 10 RBIs, 11 runs. Also has one hit beyond the fence as well. One ball, one strike. Wentworth, the dig, the fire. And in and away, four ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Rafters already with a good inning. Let's see if they can get back-to-back good ones here. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two, 2-2. That's been the key for the Rafters. They can just hold the Dock Spiders and just play good defensive baseball. This team will fall into place. The 2-2, swing and a pop-up into shallow right, running after it and not making the grab in time was Hugo. So Hugo just dropped it. That's all it looked like. As Hugo ran after it, seemed like what a routine catch, but he dropped it. So taking first is Heinzen. An error from Logan Hugo and a rare one as he is usually a reliable right fielder. So Luke Nowitzki, the third baseman out of Cal State East Bay from Pleasanton, California. As Wentworth offers and throws away, Levi Jensen behind the plate today. Struggled batting, but when he's behind the plate on the defensive side, he is such a experienced, a reliable catcher. Obviously, in his second summer for the Rafters, the 1-0 and bunted away down low. As Heinzen is on first. One count. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 popped away outside. 1-2. So Hines in at first. One ball, two strikes. Luke Nowitzki. Yesterday went 0-for-3. So Wentworth, the right-hander, checks off over at first. Bobo has to reach out to his left to make that catch. Getting back easily in time was Heinzen. Nobody down. One ball and two strikes. Wentworth checks over at first and fires the 1-2 and popped backside. Count stays at 1-2. Nowitzki, 21 hits for him, batting at 269, 7 RBIs. He also has 9 runs. So Wentworth steps and fires a swing and a ball lifted out right side, pulled away. So one ball, two strikes once again. Nowitzki working the count, staying alive. Hines in on first off of an error and just fouled off the top of the bat. Logan Hugo, a rare error. Looks like Conniff was backtracking towards it. Hugo was coming towards it. And, well, unfortunately, Hugo just seemed like a routine catch, went in and out of his glove. Hines in a couple steps, shifted to the right off the bag. The 1-2 curveball up and outside. 2-2. The 4, 5, and 6 spots for the Rafters are what seems like to be their best defensive side. As the swing and a miss, strike 3. So Nowitzki goes out swinging, and that's the second strikeout of Wentworth his day. One down. So Drew Berrigan, the shortstop, out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical, and a rising redshirt sophomore from Tribuco Canyon, California, batting a 172. He's had 10 hits. 6 runs as well. He also has 2 runs batted in. And the first offering comes in from Wentworth. Way lower the zone in for a ball. 1-0. A 1-0 count with one down. And the check swing doesn't fully come across for Berrigan. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one down as Jensen having a word with his pitcher Wentworth. Hines in on first. Nowitzki struck out swinging. Wentworth through 5 batters has struck out 2 of them, Deers and Nowitzki. Jensen talking to Wentworth right now. And jogs back behind home plate. So Berrigan, who wasn't in the lineup yesterday, making his first appearance this series. Ahead in the count, 2-0. Rafters have a hit. They also have an error as the check swing in for a strike. Right down the plate, 2-1. So Berrigan already with a putout today at shortstop. He grounded out Hugo. And the 2-1 inside and away. 3 balls and a strike. 3-1 count. Wentworth looks over at first. Heinzen stands there now. He'll step and fire. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. As Berrigan reached out for it, wasn't able to make contact. The count runs full at 3-2. It was a fastball at 90 miles per hour. Wentworth looks over at first. And here comes the payoff. And pulled out and away. So Berrigan, just like Nowitzki did, really working this count, staying alive, not going away so easily. 3-2, the count is full. And the 3-2 pushes away outside for ball number 4. So Berrigan will take first. Heinzen moves to second, and 2 runners on with 1 down. This brings up Lorenzo Rios, the DH. out of Presbyterian College, heading into his sophomore season from Yorkville, Illinois. He's the third Dock Spider here in this lineup to bat over a 300. He bats a 310 as the left-hander sees a strike across the zone. That one won. 13 hits, 5 runs batted in. He also has 10 runs as well. So a delicate point here early. The Raptors are facing two runners on as a swing and a miss inside for a strike. 0-2. Jackson Wentworth looking for his third strikeout so far. 2 strikeouts on 6 batters. As a swing and a ball just popped away. Rios from Presbyterian College in South Carolina. So the Dock Spiders, 2 runners on in spite of having no hits. It was Heinzen who got to first off of an error, and then Berrigan who walked. And the 0-2 in for strike number 3. Saw it the entire way through was Rios. And Jackson Wentworth up to his third strikeout here of the evening. So Jacob Anderson, the second baseman from Michigan State, a Spartan. A rising redshirt sophomore from Oakland, Michigan. Batting a 196. He has 9 runs, also has 9 hits on the season. So Wentworth will look in. 2 down, 2 runners on, 1 in scoring position. The first offering comes a swing and a line drive that pulls into the right field gap. Rounding third is Heinzen, heading for home. And he'll score, getting to third. Standing up was Berrigan. And the Dock Spiders take an early 1-0 lead here in the top of the second. So Fond du Lac strikes first. And an RBI from Jacob Anderson. RBI single. So this brings at the bottom of the order Brady Catterhagen. We'll step in now. Catterhagen, the catcher. No balls, a strike. Runners on first and third as Wentworth sets and delivers. In for a ball, 1-1. The 1-1 in. So Anderson at first, Berrigan at third. Two down. 2 balls, a strike. Looking in is Wentworth. He'll fire a swing and a miss low. 2-2. So last time these two teams played here, it was scoreless up until the 6th inning where the Dock Spiders got a run. And then in the bottom of that inning, the Raptors got 3. And that really decided the game. It was a 3-1 score, the 2-2 swing and a drive into the right fielder Hugo, who reaches out to his left, makes the grab, but the Dock Spiders get a run. We head to the bottom of the second here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise mainly cloudy. Lows level off around 65, west winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 91, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows level off around 66, cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 91.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second inning, Raptors trail 1-0 as Garrett Broussard will step in. He'll lead off here in the bottom of the second. So Broussard will have to look to get the Raptors' bats going once again. Brendan Bobo got a base hit, but Johnson flew out. Hugo grounded out, and Gervich struck out while he was put out, as was dropped third strike from Catterhagen. But the Raptors trail and looking to get going once again. Their first offering, swinging a ground ball over to Berrigan, who's not able to field it, rolls into left field as it just pulls away to the left of him. And then second hit of the game for the Raptors comes at the hands of Garrett Broussard. Chris Conniff, it's his turn. So a leadoff single from the third baseman in Broussard as Chris Conniff, 20 hits on 80 at-bats, batting at 250. And last year for the Raptors, he also batted at 250, so the exact same batting average as last year. And he's swinging a ground ball over to Berrigan, able to field it in time, underhands it at a second to Anderson, throws it over at first, and Conniff gets safe, but Broussard gets out. So Berrigan, after wasn't able to field the first ground ball, does an excellent job on the second one. So Anthony Gallison batting seventh, 16 hits for him on 61 at-bats. Had a Coastal Carolina 7 RBIs as Doyle sets in and serves up on a curveball that goes high of the zone and away, 1-0. Conniff stands at first. 1-0 count. A swing and a line drive that drops into left center field. Conniff gets second. Gallison gets first. So here come the Raptors already in the bottom of the second. Up to three hits now. And Anthony Gallison at first. So Luke Hansen batting in the eighth spot. Three hits for him on 11 at-bats. Batting at 273. At the Williamsburg, Virginia. Appeared in 26 games for the Virginia Cavaliers in the ACC with 45 at-bats. He batted a 356. So Doyle Files just swinging a ground ball over to the first baseman in Dieters. Underhands it to Doyle, who tags it in time. The runners get to second and third. Hansen gets out at first. Two down. As Levi Jensen batting in the nine hole. So Jensen has struggled at the plate. Seven hits on 64 at-bats. He's batting a 109, four RBIs. He struck out 17 times. So six RBIs, looking for perhaps here to make it number seven. Doyle fires and finds the strike zone. 0-1. No balls a strike. Two down. Gallison's at second. Conniff at third. Two runners in scoring position. As the 0-1 comes in, up and high, outside. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Raptors down here early, 1-0, after it was an RBI single from Anderson, which allowed Heinzen to get home. As a ball thrown and it hits Jensen, he'll take first. So the bases are loaded. Two down. Ty Johnson is due up. So Levi Jensen, who's really struggled at the plate, gets bailed out. He'll take first. Bases fully loaded. Raptors on the verge of perhaps tying this game. Leading run at second, tying run at third. Johnson, who flew out to center last time up. Doyle fires and sees it low for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count with two down. Doyle comes set, he'll fire. and go below the zone on the right side. 2-0. That was a fastball at 88. So the Rafter is up to three hits. Jensen at first, Gallison at second, Conniff at third. Doyle, the step, the fire, the 2-0, the bouncing left side. So 3-0. So one ball away from tying this game up here in the bottom of the second. Doyle likes the pitch. With the ball in the glove, the long stare at home, the step, the serve, and find the left part of the strike zone. Paints the left edge, 3-1. So once again, 3-1 is the count. Stepping in and firing, swinging a ground ball that pulls just right on the right field line. So after three straight balls, comes in two straight strikes. And now the count runs full at 3-2, two down. A ball here sends Conniff home. Ty Johnson leading the team with hits and at-bats. Has 35, looking to make it number 36. The 3-2 comes in and below the zone for ball four. Conniff will get home. And that ties this game up at 1-1. So Logan Hugo, who grounded out to short last time up. The runners advance to the next bag. Johnson at first, Jensen at second, and Anthony Gallison at third. So Doyle walks his second batter. He walks back-to-back batters in Jensen and Johnson. Oh, excuse me, he hits. Jensen gets hit by a pitch. 1-0 count with two down. Doyle looks in. Bases loaded once again. He'll step and serve and paints the right edge of the strike zone. In four strike, 1-1. On a fastball at 87. So just looking to get out of this inning. Fond du Lac is already giving up a run. The 1-1 way outside. And it comes in for a ball, 2-1. Two balls a strike. Jensen with already one ground out today. Doyle will come set. He'll step and serve. A swing and a line drive that just pulls on the third base line. For a foul ball, so all the runners were running home, but the only problem was that was just pulled away on the left field line. That stays fair. Guaranteed two-run score, perhaps three. So two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Hugo made great contact. He has five RBIs on the season, on the verge of making it number six. Two-two count, two down. Hugo, the right-hander, batting second in the order, just as he did yesterday. Doyle steps, fires, swing and a miss, low for strike three. But the Rafters get a run back off of Johnson walking on an RBI, which allowed Broussard to get home. So that's where we stand. The score is 1-1. We head to the top of the third here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low,
and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the third, we go. 1-1 is the score as Connor Cooney leads off. Cooney, who lined out to second last time up. So top of the order, Cooney will see the second offering, and it comes in low of the zone, 2-0. Out of the College of Holy Cross, 28 hits for him on the season. And the 2-0 from Wentworth, right down the pipe for a strike, 2-1. So three strikeouts for Jackson Wentworth so far today. And the 2-1 comes in up and finds a zone just on the right edge, 2-2. It seemed like the way the velocity of that pitch was, it was going above the zone, but scrapes the inside. And the 2-2, swinging a line drive that goes over the head of a jumping Conniff, drops in to right center field, and Cooney will take first. So that's the second hit for the Dockspiders. A hit from Anderson, which was a one-run RBI single. And then Connor Cooney here with a base hit. A leadoff single in the top of the third. Travis Strickler batting a 314, grounded out to second on his first time up. 0-1 today as Wentworth the step and serve and right down the plate for a strike, 0-1 on a fastball at 89. So Cooney at first, he leads off and slides headfirst into the bag on a checkoff to Bobo. We've seen Bobo a lot in the DH role, but today he's put at first because Jack Gervich, who also is a guy that a lot in the DH role, but plays first a lot as well here at DHing today. 1-1 count. One ball, one strike. Wentworth looks at on a shifted Cooney a couple off the bag as the ball just goes above the press box. And we're all okay in here, but that ball's flying back. One ball, two strikes. Out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical. All the way from the southwest in Glendale, Arizona. Down to the count, 1-2. Wentworth looks over at first on a lob to Bobo and really putting Cooney back towards the bag. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2, swinging a cracked ball that goes in front of Hugo, and he gets it on a bounce. Throws it over to second, and for a jumping Hansen, but getting to second is Cooney, and at first is Strickler. So back-to-back hits for the Dockspiders. And Teddy Dieters, who struck out swinging, is due up. So Kirk Schreider leaving the dugout and having a word with Wentworth on the mound. So Wentworth's day is done. As this looks to bring in Logan Schofer. So Schofer, the Ball State Cardinal from nearby Plover, Wisconsin, will step in. It's his turn. So Schofer, a guy that has pitched pretty well for the Raptors. Four games with a 1-0 record, 11 innings of work, allowing five hits and a run, but 16 strikeouts for a .82 ERA. So the rising junior. So Wentworth's day is done. A little bit frustrated with himself. You can see because Kirk Schreider never really goes onto the mound to grab somebody off. It always seems like when the end of the third or possibly the fourth inning is done, he always brings a new guy in for the start of the inning. He doesn't really bring a guy in towards the middle of the inning, and that's what he's doing right now. Back-to-back hits for Cooney and Strickler. Strickler at first, Cooney at second. Teddy Dieters, who struck out swinging to Wentworth, will step in. So Wentworth, two innings of work, 46 pitches, allowing three hits a run, but also three strikeouts. So the infield for the Raptors currently meeting right now. A star-studded infield of Bobo, Konev, Hansen, and Broussard. Three of those four are returning Raptors. Two of those four were Northwoods League All-Stars last year, Bobo and Broussard. So a very experienced infield. Right now, each team with three hits, each team with a run, but the Dock Spiders threatening here. It was hits from Jacob Anderson, which was a one-run RBI single. And then here in the top of the third, Cooney with a base hit, Strickler with a base hit. Both in the right field. So Schulfer from just down the road in Plover. Warming up now. 16 strikeouts for him on the season. And he got the decision against Lakeshore back on June the 17th. With three innings of work, allowing a hit or run, but four strikeouts. It was a game where, that was the game when the Raptors won 7-3, and it was a three home run game from Jack Gervich. He had a five RBI day that day. So now the right-hander, Teddy Dieters, the first baseman, 0 for 1 with a strikeout. At a Xavier. So the Musketeer playing his collegiate ball in Cincinnati, Ohio. 19 hits for him this season in 9 RBIs. Runners on first and second. Logan Schulfer will look in. He'll step and serve up and away for a ball. 1-0. So one ball, no strikes. Schulfer steps and fires it again, pushes in and low, 2-0 on a belt high fastball that comes on the inside of the plate at 89. 2-0 count. Schulfer again on the third offering and finds the zone for a strike, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Strickler at first, Cooney at second. The 2-1 from Schulfer, swinging a ball, popped up into the third base side, and Broussard makes the easy grab for one down. So this brings up Jared Hines in, who got to first off of an error from Hugo, which seemingly seemed like a routine fly ball. Hugo reached out for it, and the ball went in and out of his glove. So that's why Heinzen got to first. He has the only run for the Dock Spiders today. It was a one-run RBI single from Anderson. He swings and pops up a ball into the second baseman, Konev. Finn comes out and makes the grab for two down. So after back-to-back base hits, comes two straight pop-ups. And Luke Nowitzki, who struck out swinging last time, he's due up. Each team with three hits. Each team with a run. Schulfer will come set. He'll look over at second. Steps and delivers a swing and a ball. Well hit into left field. Running after in is Gallison. And off the wall. One run scores in Cooney. Rounding third, heading for home is Strickler. Two run score for the Dock Spiders. And a two run RBI double from Luke Nowitzki, the Cal State East Bay third baseman. Wow. So after two straight outs, The Knoxbiters come right back. So now Drew Berrigan. He'll step in, walked last time. One ball, no strikes, two down. So Luke Nowitzki, two runs for the Knoxbiters. They lead 3-1. As Schulfer steps high and serves and finds the strike zone, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Top of the third. Looking in and misses low. In for the second strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The step, the fire, and bounces low of the zone, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Fastball, last pitch came in at 92. So really up and down inning for the Rafters. Gave up two straight hits, then two straight outs. And then the 2-2 up and away, out for a ball. Which seemingly seemed like it could have possibly been that third out. After a pop-up from Dieters and Heinzen, Luke Nowitzki belts a ball in the left field. So the count runs full, two down, the payoff. And pulled away, staying alive is Berrigan. Three balls, two strikes, two down. Schulfer, the long stare at home. The ball in the glove. Looks over, steps high, and delivers. In for ball number four. Berrigan has to back away, and he'll take first. So, well, now back-to-back people on base for the Knoxbiters. Lorenzo Rios struck out swinging last time up. Batting a 310. So DHing today, the power hitter, left-hander. And Schulfer delivers. Outside of the zone for a ball, 1-0. So the Knoxbiter is up to four hits now. A run in the second. And then in the bottom of the second, the Rafters answered. But here in the top of the third, two runs for the Knoxbiters. And Fond du Lac, an early 3-1 lead. 2-0 count with two down. At first is Berrigan. At second is Nowitzki. That ball popped away. Left side, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Stepping in, setting and firing. And Schulfer below the zone. They seem like they've had two outs for quite a while. 3-1 count. It was a game which Wentworth started. Logan Schulfer. Down in the count, 3-1. He'll step and deliver. Popped up outside. And away. 3-2. Full count once again with two down. It was the last time it was a full count on Berrigan, and he walked for the second straight time. Rios, who struck out swinging 0-1, one away for the Rafters. Schulfer looks in. It takes a deep breath, serves a popped up ball coming out here on the top side. And it goes behind the press box. Three balls, two strikes. That looked like it went right in front of our TV broadcaster down there. Kevin, and gosh, he's okay because that ball was flying high. So the count runs full at 3-2. Two down. Three balls, two strikes. The payoff. A swing and a ground ball that pulls away right field side and staying.